Hey there, thanks for joining me for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled Renaissance in Jesus was written by Tim Gustafson. We know Leonardo da Vinci as the Renaissance man. His intellectual prowess led to advances across multiple fields of study and the arts. Yet Leonardo journaled of these miserable days of ours and lamented that we die without leaving behind any memory of ourselves in the mind of men. "Well, I thought I was learning how to live," said Leonardo. "I was learning how to die." He was closer to the truth than he may have realized. Learning how to die is the way to life. After Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, what we now celebrate as Palm Sunday, he said, "Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." He spoke this about his own death, but expanded it to include us all. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. In Romans chapter 6, the Apostle Paul wrote of being buried with Christ through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. Through his death, Jesus offers us rebirth, the very meaning of Renaissance. He has forged the way to eternal life with his Father. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from John chapter 12, verses 23 through 26. Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me." Let's pray. Dear Father, so many times we seek out meaning and fulfillment in our career, relationships, or the things that we do, only to be left feeling empty. Thank you for the reminder that our meaning and purpose can only be found in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen Tabor, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.